7 degrees in Nashville. We've got scattered showers on and off through the day in the forecast in Middle Tennessee today. There could be some localized flooding in low-lying areas. Still, plenty of heat and humidity with a high in the mid-90s and a heat index in the low triple digits. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. What kind of community or environmental research did the governor's office conduct before approving the Music City Loop project? Apparently, none. That's according to a records request from the Nashville Banner, which sought to review any vetting Governor Bill Lee may have done on the controversial tunneling project before it was announced last month. The request yielded zero impact studies and two email threads with constituents from after the unveiling. Both asked for environmental research. Lee's office has not provided more details on the project since its announcement and has not answered a list of questions sent by the Banner the same week. The boring company, the Elon Musk-owned business that's drilling the tunnel, has also dodged specific questions about the project's community outreach. Meanwhile, News Channel 5 reports the company has begun digging a test pit for the project. The hole is 20 feet long and wide and 10 feet deep, near the edge of the state-owned parking lot where the company was given a rent-free lease at the end of last month. According to the Boring Company's website, the project is in the design phase, and actual tunneling is expected to begin in the final quarter of this year. Brentwood police want to speak to potential victims of Christian music star Michael Tate. Allegations that the former Newsboys lead singer sexually abused mostly younger men came to light earlier this summer. Investigations from British newspaper The Guardian and Christian news outlet The Roys report. Several accusers say Tate drugged them. In the days after the report, he posted a confession on Instagram admitting to years of drug and, quote, at times touched men in an unwanted sensual way. Tate has not been charged. Brentwood police tell the Tennessean they're aware of the allegations and they're asking anybody who knows more about alleged assaults to come forward. Middle Tennessee schools are rethinking how they handle infestations of lice. Guidance from health authorities has shifted to limit the shame and stigma of being singled out, treating lice more as a nuisance than a public health threat. Stephanie Buck is a parent and teacher at a preschool in Bellevue where lice has run through many of the kids, including her own.
My daughter was really embarrassed when she found out that she was the first one who got checked and she had it. Man, it's hard. You want to protect your baby's hearts, but you also want to keep them from getting lice.
An updated manual from the Tennessee Department of Health suggests schools should not send kids home early for lice, but the guidance has proven difficult for schools. The Board of Education in Williamson County began work to update their policy last fall. Work halted when parents began questioning why students with active lice would be allowed to stay in school and potentially spread the parasite. The latest episode of WPLN's This Is Nashville explores recent outbreaks, proven treatments, and helpful policies. You can listen anywhere you get your podcasts.